You know, when we go to prayer, we need to see our prayers already answered. You know, the answer's got to be bigger than the problem that you're praying for. If you're praying to be healed, you need to see yourself healed, and you need to do what you haven't done before. Amen? Mm-hmm. If you're praying for prosperity, you need to see yourself prosperous and not poor. You need to see yourself having more than enough than what you have at the moment. But a lot of times we're so overwhelmed with what we are praying for that we don't see what has already been done for us by God. Amen? Faith takes what God has already promised. Faith takes our healing. Faith receives our healing, that it's already finished. And it's like I said so many times, we just come into agreement with what God's already done. And he's looking for that somebody that says, God, if you said it, that settles it. That's the promise I'm standing on. Amen. So as we pray today, you're going to see yourself healed. You are going to see those that you are believing for and praying for on this prayer list. You are going to see them healed. You're going to see them prosperous. You're going to see them having more than enough. Amen. God wants you to have a big imagination. He wants you to dream big. As Sarah says, take him out of the box of that limitation that you have him in. Mm-hmm. And say, God, you stood out on time one time. There wasn't nothing there but darkness, and you spoke. And when you spoke, things began to happen. And that same resurrection power that rose Jesus from the dead is in you, church. And when you begin to speak, you create that atmosphere where things began to happen. Things began to come into motion on your behalf because it's already a settled thing. Amen. So as we pray today, you're going to take your healing. You're going to see those that you're praying for healed. Amen. You're going to begin to act on the word. If you're praying for something in your body, see yourself healed and begin to do something that you haven't done before. And I challenge you today, if you need to get up and walk around the church as we pray and begin to do something that you've never done before and come into agreement. Faith takes what God has already promised because you've received your healing. And Father, we pray today right now in the name of Jesus for the healing anointing to come upon everyone in this building right now and everyone with the sound of our voice today. Your healing anointing comes upon them, Father. Those that are up on this prayer list today, the prayers that we have on our hearts and the people that we have on our hearts right now, in Jesus' name, your healing anointing comes upon them. In Jesus' name, I declare and decree that you be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. So begin to say right now, I take my healing. I take my prosperity. I take my joy. I don't hear nobody saying nothing. Sometimes you need to speak out loud and you need to hear yourself say those things. Amen? Mm-hmm. We take our healing today in the name of Jesus, that we're healed. Amen. From the top of our head to the soles of our feet.
Amen.
Those that we're praying for today, we speak healing, the healing anointing to come up on them right now in the name of Jesus, that they are healed from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Every addiction is broken in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we take our healing today. We take it by faith in Jesus' name. And we decree and declare that this is our year where we're going to see some awesome things for your glory.
Thank you, Lord.
And we receive that healing right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And the church said, amen. Amen. So see yourself prosperous. See yourself healed. See yourself of having more than enough. Let your sight be more bigger than the problem that you are believing for. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Class is